Danny McDonald with you until Malcolm Boyman from 10 o'clock this morning. Now, when was the last time you visited a library and how much of a role have they played in your lives? You used to go to a library a lot as a kid, then as a student. Supposed to be studying and revising at the library. But I'm trying to think the last time I actually went in one. And I think it's many years ago now. Many, many years. It's terrible, that. Kids are apparently avoiding libraries, though, because they believe they'll be chucked out for making a noise. Even though that's no longer the case. They seem to think, sorry, you don't have to be quiet in a library. No. According to a new study, one in four children has never been to a library. But now a new campaign, supported by the Beano comic, wants to attract more youngsters to their doors and promote the fact that noise is encouraged. There's an article on it in the Mirror today. Apparently over half of the kids' surveys don't want to be told off when they go in as well, because they think noise isn't allowed, we're not allowed to. Well, because their parents still think that you're not allowed to make noise. Charles Trigg is a children's author from Hagley and has been reading his books to children in libraries in Worcestershire. Hi, Giles.
Hello, good morning.
Tell us why libraries are so important, and are they more than just books?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Libraries are a place of meeting, a meeting place, a social aspect. They offer many services over and above the sort of stereotypical, I'm going in just for a book and you've got to be quiet and study. I mean, a lot of libraries, of course, do have quiet study areas, but there's more to it than that. The books that I started to write, I had the opportunity through initially Dudley Libraries to visit and speak to the children, and it made me think there's more to what I'm doing than just writing the books about my character Scruff the Pooch. What I found was that the children, some of the children, never been to a library before. There's a lovely story of one little boy who, and I think I've said this to one of your colleagues before, that his eyes just lit up when he realised he could just borrow a book for free. And the biggest thing, he didn't need a password to open it. Because, you know, okay, my books are targeted at toddlers and babies and so forth, but even then, you know, small children are prone to tablets and phones in this day and age. And I think people miss out on what a library can offer, and I surely did. I mean, I didn't learn to or didn't appreciate reading and literature until I was about 40. And now every day, every Saturday, Hagley Library will tell you I'm in there every Saturday morning. Can't get enough. In fact, I don't watch TV very much anymore. But libraries themselves, they offer so much more. They're a meeting place. They're places where people can go and use the computers set up if they don't have one of their own. I mean, last weekend, I was invited to speak at the Hive in Worcester, which was a fabulous morning. It took a lot longer than I expected to, but that was great because we had about 10 to 20 children plus parents initially, and then we do a craft session afterwards, because children of the age that read my books, you know, their attention span isn't too long, so we do a craft session afterwards as well.
Yeah.
And as they were doing their craft session, their colouring in, another group came in, so I read to them, and then they moved over to the colouring in, another group came in, and so on and so forth. And you were talking about noise. Honestly, it was mayhem. It was bedlam. But it didn't matter. Some of them, I once had a little boy called Elvis, believe it or not.
Wow.
A little baby called Elvis who had just started, this was on a Saturday, this wasn't it? He just started to walk on the previous Wednesday. And he was just wanting to run around the library. He wasn't interested in listening to me. He just wanted, I've learned to walk, I'm off.
You see, that this is not the image that we would have as libraries when we were children. There were places, but yeah, maybe you sat down and you read a book or you took it out and it was very quiet. You were scared to make a noise because somebody would whip round faster than you could take your next breath and look at you sternly and say, why have you made a noise?
Well, I think people don't tend to go into libraries these days just to read. I think in the old days, perhaps, they did, and therefore they didn't want to be disturbed. And the bigger libraries, such as the Hive and so forth, they have quiet areas anywhere where people can go and study if you're a student or whatever. But no, I don't think there's any stigma anymore surrounding libraries and the noise that children might make. I mean, I always encourage the children to enjoy it when they're there. I mean, the whole idea of coming to see me is to have a bit of fun. And if they've got to sit there like statues, you know, they're not going to be interested in listening to me or reading my books, or indeed coming back again. And as I say, when I started off the Scruff the Pooch series, I realised this was an opportunity to use Scruff to encourage children to visit libraries and encourage them into reading, something that I'd missed for 40 years. And therefore, it's got to be a fun place to be. It's got to be a place they can come and enjoy, you know?
And when you read your books to children, what sort of reaction do you get?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful reactions. My books are very simple. They're written in rhyme. They're written about my Airedale, Zara, who was a teddy bear dog. And the reaction I get is absolutely amazing. The faces light up. I was very fortunate. I'd love to hear they would listen to this, because I was very fortunate to speak at Chadsgrove School in Bromsgrove, which is a special needs school for disabled children. And although most of them were they were all non-verbal, most of them were in space-age style wheelchairs with very little, no communication ability at all. But yet, as I was speaking and reading the stories, you could see their eyes light up. You can see the pleasure in the eyes, if you know what I mean. Even if one little girl, Lily, blew raspberries through the whole thing, but that didn't matter. You know, they were having such a lovely time. They don't last very long, my reading sessions, but it gives the children an opportunity to see what a library is. And I always ask the children at the end, you know, will you come back? Will you come back to the library? Will you read more? And the hands will go up. You know, I've never had, fortunately, and I'm sure I will one day, I've never had a family get up and walk out halfway through, or a child that was just bored stiff, why am I here, Mum, you know. I've never had that at all. And I think that's a good thing.
That's fantastic.
And I'm on a bit of a quest to encourage exactly what this programme is now speaking about, what you're talking about this morning, to get children to libraries, get them reading, get them interested in literature, because there is more to life than the phone or a tablet or the computer or the TV.
Absolutely. Giles, lovely to speak to you. Thank you. That's it. Giles Trigg, children's author from Hagley, has been reading his books to children in libraries in Worcestershire. When